Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up to the minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Hello, Army families. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by Army Wife Network's Core Team. This is show 510, and I'm your host, Allison Poulter.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Merrifield Swanson, and today is Monday, March 2nd, 2015, and we're glad that you've decided to come and hang out with us tonight.
March 2nd, Paula, March.
I know, I just can't believe it.
Me neither. Well, we've always got a party going on here at Army Wife Network, even in March. So if you're listening to our show live right now, join us in our Twitter party chat. It's a fun, easy way to follow our chat. We use TweetChat. Tune in to blogtalkradio.com/AWTR and then open tweetchat.com/room/armywife. Besides the awesome chat and great guests, we have giveaways that you'll only catch over there on Twitter, so you won't want to miss out. You can also follow us solely on Twitter at twitter.com/armywifenetwork and use that hashtag armywife to participate.
That's right. But tonight our show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with the TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. It's very easy to do. You can learn more at www.metlife.com/TRICARE or just give them a call at 1-855-MET-TDP-1. Again, that number is 1-855-MET-TDP-1.
That's right. And tonight on our show, our main guest is Sam Meek. He is the founder and CEO of Sandbox. We're so excited to have him. He can be found at sandbox.us, at Sandbox app over on Twitter, and at facebook.com/sandbox with two X's app. We also have our Health Minute this evening. Before we get to all that, though, Paula, I haven't talked to you in so long, so you and I have to catch up a little bit at least. What's been going on with you lately?
I know. Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, just craziness, it seems like. I mean, I know that you've been dealing with some of the stuff that we have here in Middle Tennessee with the weather and snow and ice and all of that kind of stuff. And so we've been dealing with that. And just, you know, when that happens and they actually close state offices, because I actually work for the state of Tennessee, then it is crazy trying to play catch up. So I've been playing catch up with the day job. But other than that, just, you know, kind of doing what I do, you know. My son, who, of course, you know, is in the National Guard, and he's an ROTC cadet, just got notification the other day that he not only became one of what they call the 300 Club at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, because he scored a 300 on his PT test, you know, his APFT. Well, he went beyond that, and he scored a 328. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yep. So the boy's a beast, I'm telling you. He's a beast. I'm so proud of him. So he just crushed his APFT. And so I was real, real proud of him. And he was excited
about it.
I know. I was like, oh, my gosh, because I sent it. I saw, you know, the posting about it where they recognized him and that sort of stuff, because he's so funny. It's not like he calls me up and says, oh, guess what, Mom, guess what I did. You know, he is very humble about things. And so when I saw it go up on the Facebook on the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga's website, on their ROTC page. I'm like, oh my gosh. And it just said that he was in the 300 club. And so I, of course, immediately text him, and I'm like, oh, man, awesome, congratulations, good job. You know, he's like, well, yeah, it was 300, but it was like 328. And I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
So he was pretty
That's
pumped
awesome.
And pretty
he
excited.
He should be so proud of himself. That's super great.
Yeah. He just, yeah, he's really done a great job. And you know what? Thinking about it, being a National Guard mom and seeing where he is and trying to, you know, make his decision as to what he's going to do and that sort of thing and seeing him succeed, it's hard for me to believe that he is, that he's a junior already. He will graduate from college next spring. And that's just hard for me to,
He's a baby, right, Paula?
He is. He's my youngest, yeah. Yep, but he's getting ready to turn the big 21 in May, and you know what's really, talk about putting it in perspective, he turns 21 in May, and then my oldest child, my oldest daughter, turns 31 in December. So I just, man, it blows me away.
And Paula turned 41 in
yeah,
March.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm only 41. Yeah, I wish. But, yeah. But then the fun thing, too, was this past weekend, actually Saturday, I had a rare occurrence where all of the kids were actually, all four of my children were actually in town together. And so that was exciting to actually get together and have a meal and hang out and that sort of stuff when it wasn't the holidays.
I was just going to say, so was it just because it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't, of course, a holiday?
No, it was actually my my second daughter, my 27-year-old, has been accepted into two different graduate programs at Vanderbilt University. And
oh my gosh.
So she's trying to decide which one she wants to do, which means, because, you know, right now she does not live here in Tennessee. She's actually in South Carolina. But being accepted into the graduate program at Vanderbilt means that she is going to be moving home. She's moving back home this summer. And I'm very excited about that. So she was actually in town doing some interviews for a GA position over at Vanderbilt. So it was kind of
Holy
a work
cat.
Kind of thing. I know. I am super super excited. You know, the only one that won't be here, of course, is my son, but he's just in Chattanooga, and it's only about 2 hours. So it's not like it's, you know, too far.
Not too far.
Excited. Yeah, very,
well, you
very
have raised
excited.
Some mighty, wonderful children, Paula. You should be very proud
well,
of yourself, as
thank
you are
you.
Of them. I know you're proud of them, but you should be proud of yourself, too.
Well, thank you. I've tried my best. So what about you? You've got all kinds of fun stuff going on.
Fun is a relative term. Yes, fun. So overwhelming is the word that pops into my head. So this weather, right? Ice and snow. The kids were out of school for a whole – all I wanted was one snow day, and we got a whole week, which, you know, whatever. It's fine. But I started this job last week. Last week was my first week back to work full-time in almost 2 years. So I've been looking for a job for like 2 years. And this lovely place that I'd been doing some contract work, freelance work, helping them with PR and social media, all that kind of stuff, needed a full-time position. So they asked me if I wanted it, and of course I did. So it's a child care center and a preschool, and they're amazing people. I was used to grown-ups in an office and no kids in an office. And now there's a whole building full of children, and my children – the little one all day and the older one after his public school, less out. So it's just trying to figure out the administrative side of it, of the business itself, and the kids and all. It is so much to take in. It's exciting and it's a good challenge and it's getting my brain working in ways it hasn't in a while. But man, I'm pooped at the end of the day. Man, I'm pooped.
I
thought being a stay-at-home mom was exhausting, but goodness, it is I've not been this exhausted in a long time. So, but it's a good challenge. It's a good thing, and I'm so grateful to them. And they're just lovely. They're lovely business, and they're lovely business owners, and they really are just, they're wonderful people. The biggest challenge, though, is so usually when I left work, it was me in my car by myself with my radio, you know, just kind of decompressing from my work day. And then I would get home and get the kids, and we'd start that part of it. I miss that 20 minutes in between work and home because the kids go to school where I work. So I pick them up in the same building that I work in all day, and we come home together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
And with all of these snow days and ice days, like, Charlie, usually we put on the bus here at the house. He gets on the school bus and goes to school in the morning, and then there's a van that goes and picks them up at school and brings them back to where I work. Well, with all the school delays and school cancelings, he's been where I work for like 2 hours in the morning or all day a couple times. So it's just a lot of my children and other people's children on weird schedules, and they're all thrown off and super amped and super like housebound, crazy kids. So it's been kind of an out of the frying pan into the fire experience. But we're in week two, and I'm still alive, and I'm looking forward to going back again tomorrow. So it's been a fun whirlwind. Not at all the business I thought I was going to be in, not at all like when I was, you know, when we first got stationed here and even along the way, nothing I applied for. But I think it's been one of those sort of secret blessings and secret gifts. So.
Oh, sure.
But, man, I'm tired.
Think that you would be. But I like how you say too, though. I mean, you're right, though, when you stop and you think about it, in the fact that, you know, normally you'd have that 20 minutes of kind of downtime as you're getting ready to go home and do the dinner thing and the kids thing and the bath time and all this. No such luck for you.
Right? It's like you turn off. I just remember, you feel like you turn off the work brain and you turn on the mom brain.
Right.
And there's
right.
none of that. And it made me think of Tara, and it made me think of Star, where they work in the home with their kids.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And like when like Renna and Chloe were little, they were in the house with Tara, and she was still working
exactly.
full time. Like, I just, man.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. It really is. It's a lot of work. And man, kudos to those that do it and you know, get it done. So. Wow.
I've
that's
never
awesome.
Appreciated a lunch hour in the middle of the day so much in my entire life, because I get to leave the building with them still in it, and I get to leave
oh,
by myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I
yeah.
love that lunch hour. I come home because I literally, my where I work is like 3 minutes from where I live, which
mm-hmm.
is awesome. So I come home in the middle of the day, I let the dogs out to go to the bathroom, I make lunch. That is my favorite
oh,
hour
yeah.
of the entire day now.
That's funny. But that's
so
awesome.
We're getting there.
That's
it's
awesome.
Just been, it's been a long time since I've had a work routine at all, and then a work routine with the kids, too, has just been another
sure
exciting challenge, fun challenge.
Sure. Wow. Fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun
we're doing really well. So, and Emily,
that, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got stuff going on.
Oh, yes. Yes, why don't you share about that so that we can make the announcement?
So our dear expert editor, Emily, had her little man late last week, and his name is Charlie, and he's fantastic and adorable, and he's got little squishy feet and a little squishy face, and Emily is healing well, and Charlie's doing well, and Matthew is adjusting to being a big brother, and they're all just super happy and excited, and we are thrilled. Janet went down to see her and hold Charlie and hang out with Matthew, and everybody's doing great.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We're so excited for her.
We are excited for her. New babies are always fun.
Absolutely.
So, all right, you want to hit a commercial, and then we'll come back and talk about what's been going on over at AWM this week?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives. A network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
That guy's voice, I'm telling you, I love it every time I hear it, that guy's voice. So we had some pretty traffic-worthy stuff going on over at AWN this week and all over the military and all over the news. There has been a big push all over Facebook lately, and it is our hot topic, a case against thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. Mm. How do you feel when someone says that to you? My husband has a hard time dealing with it. Not because it offends him, but just do you say you're welcome? Do you? It can be a tricky subject. So former Marine Hunter Garth is not a fan. Neither is former Green Beret Mike Friedman, who described it as the thank you for your service phenomenon in an article Sunday in the New York Times. Has someone ever thanked you for your service? How did you react? Paula, what do you say when people thank you for your service?
You know, I can see kind of both sides of it. You know, honestly, I just say thank you and that I appreciate the fact that they took the time to say that. I mean, sometimes it's even uncomfortable for them because it's like they want to acknowledge you and thank you for serving, but they feel awkward about it as well. But I think, honestly,
and
I think
feel
the
people think it's what to say. Like, you don't want to walk up to somebody and go, thank you for the Battle of Fallujah in 2003. You know what I mean? Like, random strangers don't know to say that to you or how many people you saved as a combat medic. But thank you for your service is not the best they can do, but maybe in the situation it is. And I don't think they mean the insinuations that maybe I don't anyway that this article implies. But there are certainly lots of arguments and counterarguments to it that I see all the points of. It's a tricky thing. So if you head over to our website and even our Twitter page, we've got it posted for you.
Yeah. I just turn and smile and tell them thank you. I mean, I do.
Right.
So it's, you know, but I do see the both sides of it. So
me
but
too.
Over,
I feel like by and large it comes from a good place though.
I do too. So we'll just have to see what our fans think. Yeah, I agree with you. And yeah, so everybody kind of weigh in. Let us know what you think about that. But over on AWN, what was hot over there is that what do you love most about the Army life? Well, let's see. sometimes it does feel like it's a hard question to answer. But our AWN core team member, Allison, reminds us that it is the things that we love, no matter how little, that can bring us through to the other side of this journey. And what a journey it is. And we just have to hold on to the good things. So what about this life do you cling to during the tough times in order to stay positive? You can take a look over there at our blog and go and find What Do You Love by our own Allison. And give us some feedback on that. Weigh in on that as well. What are some of the things that gets you through it when you're having one of those? Because we all have them. We all have the I hate the Army days. I mean,
Amen.
Just admit it. We do. You know, as a spouse, as a parent, as a service member ourselves, we all have them. So what is it that you do that'll help you during those tough times? Go ahead and share it with us, and maybe you can help somebody else.
Amen. It was a fun one to write, so let me know what you
think
of it.
Great job.
Thanks. It was fun. So over on social media, we love social media. What do you think about our hashtag War Wednesdays? I love them. Sometimes they are wittier than others, depending on the responses over on Instagram. So go check us out on Instagram. We've got all of our lovely graphics. We've got some fun things that are only on Instagram, like our hashtag War Wednesdays. So join us on Wednesday, this Wednesday. There will be a new one. We have a great time. Use the hashtag ArmyWife. You know, this past week was what hashtag describes your greatest love, with the overall winner being either my husband or my soldier, of course. And we love that. But there were some other more unique ones. So head over to Instagram and chime in with us Wednesday, any day of the week, really. We've got stuff going up every day over on Instagram.
Absolutely. That's a lot of fun, too. So, yeah, join in. But last but not least, it is our public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show. Ask for them at least 10 days in advance. And if you do, send that to info at armywifenetwork.com so that we can get it into the rotation for an upcoming show. So tonight, did you party too hard? This staff sergeant will give you a free ride home. When Sergeant Brandon Wagner noticed a surge in soldier DUI arrests at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Washington, he decided to do something about it. His wife had lost two friends to drunk drivers, and he had witnessed careers ruined over what he saw as a senseless act. That was 2 years ago. Now, Wagner, stationed at Schofield Barracks, Hawaii, runs a nonprofit that offers free rides home. He plans to expand the Drunk Driving Prevention Program, the DDPP, to Fort Riley, Kansas by the end of February, so that probably just happened, and to Fort Drum, New York by May 1st. Eventually, he hopes the program will be at every military installation in the U.S. Now, there was an article in the Army Times concerning this, but if you would like more specific information, visit Drunk Driving Prevention Program at www.drunkdrivingpppreventionprogram.us. And that's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's new 6th Gen, bringing you the Need to Know stories. So we'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer affordable monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE Dental Coverage requires enrollment. The TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP-1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP for more details. So your family smiles are protected and you can start saving today. Again, that number is 1-855-MET-TDP-1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details. You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 again, bringing you all your need-to-know news. Army officials announced Friday that more than 2,300 soldiers are readying to deploy to Afghanistan. More than 2,300 soldiers from three major Army units will deploy to Afghanistan this spring and summer. The deployments are part of the regular rotation of forces to Afghanistan, where the mission in January transitioned to a train and advise mission called Resolute Support. The deploying units are the 7th Infantry Division Headquarters. About 60 soldiers from the unit at Joint Base Lewis-McChord will deploy this summer. They will be responsible for train, advise, and assist Command South. They will replace soldiers from 1st Cavalry Division, 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 10th Mountain Division. About 1,660 soldiers from the brigade based at Fort Drum will deploy in the spring and summer. The soldiers will serve on advisory teams, conduct security operations, and support the TAC South staff. The 101st Combat Aviation Brigade, 101st Airborne Division. About 700 soldiers from the brigade are scheduled to deploy in the spring. The Fort Campbell-based soldiers are expected to deploy for up to 9 months. There are about 10,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. current plans call for that number to drop to about 5,000 in 2016. Congress passed a week-long funding extension for the Department of Homeland Security on Friday, which just hours before the Department of Homeland Security would have run out of funding, the GOP-controlled House voted to approve a week-long funding extension that both sides hope will provide time needed to find a full solution through the end of the fiscal year. The passage ended a day that saw a longer three-week stopgap shot down in the House. More than 50 Republicans upset about the deletion of a provision stripping funds from President Obama's immigration moves joined with Democrats from the House, who at the time were still pushing for full funding through September 30th. The fight has been brewing in Congress for months since President Obama issued a series of executive actions giving legal status to millions of undocumented immigrants. Democrats have successfully stopped bills that seek to overturn his actions. So to thwart them, some Republicans have suggested defunding DHS, the home of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Leonard Nimoy, best known for his role as Spock on Star Trek, died Friday. Leonard Nimoy, a former enlisted soldier, died Friday at age 83. Nimoy, who immortalized the science officer Mr. Spock on TV and in movies, served as a soldier from 1953 to 1955. During his time in the Army, Nimoy was stationed at Fort Ord, California, Fort Benning, Georgia, and Fort McPherson, Georgia. Nimoy attained the rank of Technician Third Grade, equivalent to the rank of Staff Sergeant. Nimoy had many acting credits before and after his Army days. He was cast to play Spock in 1966, and the show ran until 1969. Nimoy played Spock throughout much of his career, including a cameo appearance in the most recent Star Trek movie. That's your news update for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6 Jen signing off.
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow and you almost volunteered to work in a soup kitchen? Or when you saw the news report about wounded soldiers and you almost visited the Veterans Hospital? Or when you almost brought dinner to your neighbor with AIDS? Remember all those times you almost helped? You meant to. But somehow you forgot, you were too busy, and it slipped your mind. Well, it's only human, this almost giving. But if you almost gave, there's a good chance everybody else almost gave, too. Which means it's quite possible there was no soup kitchen at all. That no one visited those vets. And that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed a live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Allison Bolter.
And I'm your co-host, Paula Merrifield Swanson. Tonight, we have with us Sam Meek. He's the founder and CEO of Sandbox. Sam began his career in asset management in 2007 after serving 5 years in the Marine Corps. Enlisting in 2002 as a nuclear biological chemical defense specialist, Sam was awarded several commendations and merits across his two tours to Iraq. He served with the 2nd Marine Logistics Battalion at Camp Lejeune, give it up for North Carolina, from this North Carolina girl, as a non-commissioned officer in charge, an NCOIC for the NBCD chief, and NCOIC of the Recon Tactical Command Unit.
Honorably discharged as a Sergeant of Marines, he began his career with WR Platform Advisors, a hedge fund investment platform, where he supported the executive team as Vice President of Business Development. He developed several successful marketing strategies for the firm while playing a key role in operations and technology. Sam currently serves on various charitable boards that support the development of children in military affairs. Sam oversees sandbox development, capital raising, strategy, and team vision. Welcome to the show, Sam. How are you this evening? It may take him a second because we're still connecting. Hold
Thank
on,
you
Sam,
so much for having me.
There
I got to shorten up my bio.
Oh, but it's great. Do you have anything
awesome.
To add, sir?
Well, hey, listen, ladies, thank you so much for having me on the radio show. It's really a lot of fun, and you know, my team's super excited. They're all listening right now, so I want to give a big shout out to Team Sandbox.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about you that isn't in your bio. You know, personal
sure,
life, where you're calling from.
Absolutely. So, I grew up in Sun Valley, Idaho. I'm kind of a ski bum by trade, I joined the Marine Corps in 2002, and absolutely loved it. It was just a great time, and I got out to see if the grass was greener on the other side, and I'm still trying to make that decision. But after playing around on Wall Street for a little while, Sandbox was really a calling to me, and it added meaning back into my life, and so. That's where I came from, and that's kind of the short story to Sandbox. And tonight I'm calling from our D.C. office in Washington here, and I'm the only one in here.
Well, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it's a good thing. No distractions.
There you go.
Well,
we'll take that.
Where's the rest of your team listening in from?
So we've got our headquarters is up in Greenwich, Connecticut, and so they're probably all huddled around the conference room right now.
That's awesome. Well, we'll give them a big shout out and hello, and we're glad that you're here with us tonight.
Thank you.
So, okay, explain to us, for those that don't know, what is Sandbox?
Absolutely. So, I guess in real simple terms, Sandbox is a simple and secure communications platform built for today's generation of military culture. I think that there are many things that we have in our development pipeline that we're planning on releasing soon, and I'll give you a little sneak peek tonight. Essentially there's two key features to Sandbox, and one is the chat box. And the chat boxes are basically feeds that you are probably accustomed to in Instagram or in Facebook. But these feeds are really wrapped around your military connections and your military lifestyle. And there's two different types. There's those that are friends and family oriented, and there's those that are in the military. And if you're in the military, you get an extra feed, which we call units. And in there, you can actually attach yourself to your entire chain of command and communicate with your chain of command in a really easy and secure way that what we like to call the social warrior is used to. And then on the other side, we've got the mailbox feature. And the mailbox feature is one of my personal favorites, and it's the digital to physical letter that we create for those that are off the grid in basic training or deployed. And essentially, it's real easy to do. You snap a photo, you add some text, and you hit send. And we create the physical piece of mail at our headquarters up in Connecticut and send it downrange. And what's great about it is it includes a stamp and address envelope to go right back to the sender. So it's the most efficient round-trip off-the-grid communication possible. And we thought that was really important to create because we know today's generation of socialite communicates predominantly from the mobile.
Hmm.
Yes. So I feel like you, back at, so 2002, a lot of us have experience with the military in 2002, where letters and actual landline phone calls were a pretty big part of that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your aha moment? What was that one moment that you gleaned from your military experience that made you decide to create Sandbox, to bring the sort of your generation of military experience and the one that we're in now and mesh the two? What was that moment for you?
Sure, absolutely. So I think, you know, we've definitely had a lot of aha moments, but if I have to go back on my military experience aha moment, I think I think it was when, do you guys remember that wonderful website called MySpace? Well, I remember when MySpace came out, and I was sitting in my barracks, and I was like, you know, making my own custom backgrounds and choosing my theme music and whatnot. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be really cool if there was a way for me to create a MySpace for my platoon or my company or my battalion? And, I think it kind of got lost in the sauce at that point. But that whole aha moment reemerged for me much later when I had the great fortune of meeting General Smith and Bob Russell, who are the co-founders of Sandbox.
Well, okay, so tell us how you came up with the name Sandbox. Now, it's two X's on the end, so if anybody's searching for that, you need to look for Sandboxx.
Right.
Tell us how you came up with that name.
We're working on a partnership with Dos Equis. But besides that,
how popular that would be, my friend. You do not know how popular that would be.
That's going to be our first sponsor, hopefully.
There you go. That'll be an aha moment all in itself.
There you go.
That's right.
Sign me up.
Searching for a name for this thing was really one of the toughest things we ever did. And, when I was sitting in a friend's house who went to the Citadel, and they were talking about Facebook. And down in Charleston, they call it Facebox. And I thought that was interesting. And then I started thinking about, Sandbox and what Sandbox means to us as folks who've served in the military. And then what does it also mean to, the population and, the U.S. in general? Well, I think, a lot of people, when you ask them what a sandbox is, and it's a place that you played when you were a kid, and when you first began to understand your personal experiences as they relate to others. And that sandbox is where you first built your own persona and the character that formed you. And what's interesting is I think those that have been in the military, and definitely, absolutely, spouses included, have undergone a whole separate sandbox later on in life. And that's the sandbox that we call the military. And again, are these just really amazing experiences that form who we are and how we make decisions. And so when you take both those sandboxes and put them together, that's what we were trying to embody in the app that we created. And that's why Sandbox has two X's.
Well, check that
out. Really
that
cool.
would not be what I would have guessed for the two X's. I'm impressed.
And I promise it's not because sandbox.com was taken with one X.
No, that had nothing to do with it. I'm certain of it.
That had nothing.
Sam, our community can be very sort of niched in our uniqueness and our differences in this life. And what do you think, why do you think that our specific community was in need of a lifestyle app and a platform like Sandbox?
I think, the military is just such a chaotic place. There's so much consistent transition and change that goes on. And, the civilian social media properties, albeit fantastic, and, we're playing on Twitter tonight and having a lot of fun, but there's nothing built specifically for the way the military operated as a culture. And so when we first set out to build Sandbox, we knew we had to do three things. We had to tackle the mobile. And because that's really where everything's moving. The second thing is we had to think about how we were going to integrate all walks of military life, including today's generation and the friends and family. Because, there's so much noise that we see across the other social media properties. And to be able to have one place that's built for the way that, we live our military lifestyle, we thought would be pretty special. And I think the other thing that we consider, and we still consider this every day, is we start every conversation here at Sandbox with privacy and security at the center, because it's so important to us having been in the military, and we know how important it is to the spouses who are the key communicators to the outside world for those that serve. And, I think thinking about these three holistically, this is what the military really needed. We're just really excited to see it take off and grow since we've launched. We launched in November, so it's just been an amazing ride thus far. And my hat goes off to the team for making this whole possible.
It takes a village, right? We're speaking about the security and the feeling of being confident in the platforms and the social media and all of those things that we use as military families, especially given the news lately and some of the outlying scariness that is has been brought to the forefront. My question for you is, you mentioned that you have a unit page in your, how do you verify service? How do you make sure that they are legitimately who they are and serve where they say they did?
Sure, absolutely. So we rely on what we call social authentication. It's you know, very similar to what other social media properties use. But the key piece to what we're doing is really, you know, the thing that exists in the physical world. And that's if you know, some random person were to show up at a formation or at the, you know, at the spouse book club, everyone would kind of wonder who that individual is and start to ask questions pretty quickly. So not only do you have to be connected to anybody to see any of their information or for them to see any information that you post, and it's purely just posting information. It's nothing confidential or private by any means. But they also have to be connected to you within your specific unit feed. So, you know, if I'm hanging out at the barracks and I see some guy, you know, rolling in my formation in my platoon, I'm going to be pretty quick to call him out. And I think we find the same thing on the spouse side of the house. So, you know, that's the kind of main component from the front end. I don't know how technical and geeky you want me to get, and I'll try my best without my CTO on the phone.
Get a little geeky for me on the back end, just because we've been dealing with the threat of ISIS in a lot of spouse forums specifically. So
sure.
Get a little geeky for me, just to
I'll get a little
make
geeky.
Me feel better.
Absolutely. So I think what most geeks really love about there is we obfuscate everything on the phone. So nothing on the device can be taken off in any means. Everything's highly encrypted and completely skewed. So if you were to hack into the device itself, you wouldn't be able to find anything. And that's been the major problem with most communications apps, is they don't skew or encrypt any of the information on the phone. The other side, I guess the other most geeky thing I can mention is that every single layer within Sandbox is what we call object authenticated. So for one piece of information to ask another database or piece of information to call itself, it's got to be authenticated through the platform. And so that's also another really important piece to understand on the back end side about how secure we build Sandbox. We like to say that we're, you know, more secure than you know, most kind of DoD security platforms. And we started out that way, given that we knew that it was going to be a major uphill climb when it came to the security question. And also the privacy question, which has become such a prominent conversation.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Geekdom, with me. It makes me feel better.
I'll tell you, we've been on Facebook, you know, we actually had one comment. Someone posted that Sandbox is an ISIS phone book. And I kind of thought that was funny, because I was like, I'd be curious to see, you know, how far they could really get, you know, because we spend a lot of time thinking about how to secure Sandbox. And it's been from the beginning. So we're really confident in our security, and we've game tested it a lot.
That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Great. I feel like we found a good spot. Let's take a quick break. We have to run a couple of ads and commercial breaks, and we'll be right back. The AWN Core team and the Sandbox crew is over on Twitter, in twitter.com, Army Wife Network. Use that hashtag ArmyWife. The Twitter feed for Sandbox is at Sandbox with two X's app. So head on over there and check that out. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about communication and how that specifically works, and maybe specific spouse stuff. So let's take some breaks, and we'll be right back.
Quaker wants to inspire your mornings. Find low prices and money-saving coupons on your favorite Quaker products, such as Life Cereal, Quaker Instant Oatmeal, and Real Medleys. These savings are only available at your commissary. Share a photo of what inspires your morning, and you could win a commissary gift card.
visit QuakerMilitary.com for complete details on our photo contest, brands on sale, and more. That's QuakerMilitary.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abdullah. On behalf of the Army Surgeon General, this is your Army Medicine, Be As Healthy As You Can Be, Health Minute. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and I'd like to take this opportunity to focus on concussions in children and adolescents. A traumatic brain injury, TBI, is a disruption of brain function resulting from a blow or jolt to the head. Most TBIs are mild and are commonly referred to as concussions. A concussion can occur while playing sports such as football, soccer, lacrosse, and even cheerleading, on the playground, and at home in everyday situations. If you think your child has a concussion, remove them from the sport or activity and seek prompt medical attention. If your child is diagnosed with a concussion, their brain needs time to rest and recover. This may even mean missing a few days of school or sports. But just like we tell our soldiers, it is better for our young people to take the time to rest and recover, even if that means missing a game, so they can be up to full strength in the long run. For more information, visit www.armymedicine.mil. Army Medicine is serving to heal and honored to serve.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Hey, everybody. I just thought I'd leave you guessing there for a minute. Welcome back to the show. I did the whole thing, the whole script, the whole thing. We are talking with Sam Meek, founder and CEO of Sandbox, the military lifestyle mobile app. Simple Insecure. Before we went to break and I hit the mute button on my phone, we were talking about what drove the founding of Sandbox, what fostered the inspiration for it. We even got a little geeky with the security behind it. Let's get into some of the meat and potatoes of Sandbox. How does it alleviate, Sam, that pain point of communication between service members and their families?
Absolutely. So I think we mentioned a little bit earlier, we talked about the stress and the chaos that is inherent in military lifestyle. And, you know, when we built Sandbox, that was, you know, a key component to why we built Sandbox in the first place, and also a founding factor to the functionality around which we created Sandbox. And, you know, I think we inherently know that communication back home is the lifeblood of the family unit. And when I say family unit, I not only say, you know, the actual blood, the spouses, the kids, but the platoon itself. And, you know, there's no real kind of gray line that can be drawn. It is one large family unit. And, you know, to be able to have a platform that can seamlessly communicate, you know, between you and your spouse or you and your platoon in a digital fashion, but also in a paper fashion was really important for us to tackle. And so, you know, I think the pain point of when, you know, all of a sudden you've just finally gotten your roots, you know, at the on-base housing there. And all, you know, you guys know this well, your husband all of a sudden gets orders to Fort Bragg and you've got to pick up, move the kids, you know, find somebody, run your business, put your MBA in hold and move the entire household in 2 weeks. And it's so nuts to do. But it's funny that, you know, when you tell civilians about it, they're like, oh yeah, that's the absolute craziest thing I've ever heard. But you talk to an Army spouse, she says, oh yeah, I've done that in 10 days. And so, you know,
it's the truth.
In, you know, to have a place that is just really easy to connect to the people that are your support mechanism is what we're really excited about, and you know, being able to connect forward, which is huge. I think that that not only is great for the young NCO or the you know, the leader of whatnot, but also for the spouse to be able to reach out, you know, to the the battalion or regiment they're heading to and say, hey, I got a kid on the way. I need a crib. Do I need a four-wheel drive car? Where do I want to live? You know, asking all these questions that, unfortunately, you have to wait until you get there to start asking. And so, you know, this standardizes the way that the military can communicate in a really unique way.
Well, speaking of spouses, tell us what a feature is that a wife or husband can use within the app.
Absolutely. So I'm going to tell you, we got right now we have if you sign up as a friend or family and as a spouse, you have two feeds. You have the home feed and you've got your hero feed. So your hero feed is essentially a feed for the individual who's in the military to have a feed of all of their friends and family, including spouse and whatnot, to send them, you know, their words of encouragement and support. And I think a lot of times, you know, people get really sensitive about that and shy away from posting a thank you and I love you to Facebook or Twitter, you know, and would do it if they had an avenue such as Sandbox. So that's really a great avenue. And also, I think, you know, the mailbox piece is pretty key. When our folks deploy, you know, it gets tougher and tougher to communicate with them, especially as they get farther away from the mothership. And so being able to send a physical piece of mail right from the app when you're in the grocery line or you're, you know, changing the diapers or, you know, you're stuck in traffic is so important because we are such an on-the-go culture nowadays. And the other thing I want to mention, we're just debuting this, so this is new to the whole world. We are developing what we call the kin feature. And so essentially, anyone who's designated as a kin, and that'd be spouses, by the service member, are going to have a mirrored unit structure. So what that means is, while he is going to have a platoon full of soldiers, you are going to have that mirrored platoon full of spouses. But that also happens at the company level and at the battalion level, not the regiment level, and at any level you want across the military. And so we're really super excited to release this in the next few months because it's going to be a key driver to helping, you know, the Army spouse better communicate.
Any way that you can make spouse communication easier is a good thing.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we can do with the kin feature. And I think that I'd like to give a shout out to Aaliyah Meehan, who's runs our family readiness for us, and she has been amazing in thinking about a lot of the logistics and the logic around how we put that together within the app in a secure way.
That's fantastic.
That's really cool.
Can you delve for us a little more into the mailbox feature? I feel like it holds such promise. And I want to know all about it. Like, can my soldier send an actual physical letter to his grandma who doesn't have Facebook or Twitter? Or is it all technologically savvy because of your mailbox app? Tell me about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a great use case. We've actually seen a bunch of younger soldiers use mailbox to send selfies or photos of the barracks room or their first car to their grandparents. And it was something that we considered, but we never thought it was going to be as popular, you know, as it is for that specific use case. So, you know, anybody can send a mailbox to anybody. We actually, what's great, another kind of security plug here, we actually hide the address and the last name of folks that you're sending mailboxes to, which is a neat component that folks in the DOD and the spouses really love. You know, when you PCS, when you deploy, and, you know, all these different kind of transition times where you don't have internet set up or, you know, you've got a son that's in basic training, there's just too many moments in military lifestyle where the off-the-grid component comes into play. And mailbox really takes care of that because that on-the-grid individual no longer keeps stamps and envelopes in their drawer anymore. I tried to handwrite a thank you letter last night and I had to take two breaks to get through it.
I tried to mail a check in the mail last week and it took me 3 days because I had to take myself to the post office to get a stamp to mail the check.
I mean, it's crazy. We all love handwritten letters. But it's crazy. We just don't do it anymore. And Sandbox, you know, brings that ease of what we like to call, we say it's frictionless. And it's so easy to just, in 15 seconds, you can deploy "I love you" with a selfie to your husband who's in Afghanistan.
So cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, you talk about doing a handwritten letter and that sort of stuff. Well, heck, when they don't even teach cursive in the schools anymore, kids don't know how to write.
Oh, my God, that's a shame.
They only know how to type, you know? So, gosh, isn't that something? What kind of traction have you seen among the military families since the launch of Sandbox?
That's a great question. The most exciting thing that we do as a team every morning is we wake up and we print mailboxes. And, right now we're still putting eyes on every single mailbox to make sure that nothing offensive goes downrange, but we're building some algorithms into it to automatically do that. But I'll tell you, we come to tears, watching some of these mailboxes come across and, it is unbelievable how much people love each other. It's an amazing thing to see. I mean, aww, we all hear about the distance love, but to actually read the words and to see the photos and the selfies, it literally wrenches your heart. And that's definitely the most exciting thing in our day. And so to talk about the traction, the mailboxes have just, since launch, they've been a little slow. But in the past 2-3 weeks, they've taken off. We're getting, upwards of 10 a day now, and it's amazing them to we're seeing them go all over the world at this point. On the app itself, we are up to about 4,000 active users, and that's across all branches. And I'll tell you, a large majority of them are the friends and family, because folks are learning about Sandbox, and they're going to basic training, and they're telling all their friends and family about it. We had a guy who posted on Twitter and said, "Hey, I'm going to be off the grid for almost a year. If you need me, I'm on Sandbox." And so that kind of mentality it's really cool to see people pick it up and understand that, although Sandbox is this amazing on the grid tool, the mailbox feature is there to really kind of hold it when it's not.
Well, and you understand, just like we do, that third-party endorsement is huge in the military community. So if you can get those users that are fans enough of it to endorse you publicly on the grid, that's your key. I mean, that's amazing.
It's been really great to see.
Can I ask you one more question before we wrap it up for the evening?
Absolutely.
So you have this – I think of the letters that I wrote my husband and the phone calls that we had while he was deployed, and I think of how that could be an avenue for Sandbox. Have you thought about separating it out even further so that there are new feeds for children and soldiers or solely spouses? What are some of the R&D ideas that you've got swirling around for Sandbox in the future?
Yeah, that's I'll tell you what, that's a great question. One of the things we are going to do is we're going to build groups into Sandbox. So folks are going to be able to have their own groups outside of the unit section. We might have feeds for a specific school for the kids, for example, or a specific spouse club out in Okinawa, Japan, or whatever the case may be. But definitely groups. We also want to deploy, I think that there's an easy kind of lateral move to deploying products across Sandbox. So, understanding what the market wants and being able to create an easy access to products on Sandbox, I think would be pretty neat, where they can easily kind of deploy those downrange to anybody. And we think, given what we're doing, we can create some great partnerships and some phenomenal value for our families. And I think one thing that we're really excited about doing, and it's called the Chow Box. And, right now it's really hard to figure out what's going on at the chow halls around you. And I remember my experiences. I used to send a young PFC running around all the chow halls to figure out what was for lunch. And I'll tell you, if 2nd TSB was serving those sloppy tacos, I was going to get Mongolian at 2-2's chow hall. Fast forward into the way that technology helps us nowadays, we want to build a place for our service members to actually just go and see what's at the chow hall that day, right on their menu, so they don't have to waste a PFC's time. So that's something we're excited about building. And these are all kind of coming out in the next year. I think what's really important for us is building out the kin model. That's going to be our biggest initiative and the one that we think is going to help launch Sandbox throughout the spouse community really well.
Awesome.
And I wanted to go ahead.
I just want to know where we got to wrap it up here in just a second, but I want you to share with us where our listeners can go to find Sandbox, to find out more about Sandbox. Where can they get Sandbox? Where can we get it?
Absolutely. So to find out a little bit more about Sandbox, you can go to sandbox.us. And again, that's two X's, sandbox.us. We've got a beautiful page that we've created to help folks better understand how to utilize the app. Also, right now we're only in iOS. We plan on launching the Android app sometime this spring. So if you're just clicking the App Store and search for Sandbox with two X's, it'll come right up, and you can download it that way. And also, you know, across our social media properties, we've got a bunch of great posts, an amazing team who curates content. I mean, very similar to what you guys do, posting really great knowledge and stuff across social media. So we're there. And the other thing I wanted to mention is we've got this little contest running tonight for anyone who's listening. So anyone who downloads the app and posts hashtag ArmyWife into Sandbox, we're going to get 25 of those folks, and we are going to send you a free pair of sunglasses that we have made up, and they're way better than any Gucci or Dolce & Gabbana you ever buy.
Oh, how cool. Awesome.
That's awesome.
That is fun. All right, Sam, this has been an amazing interview. We can't thank you enough for sharing your time with us. We look forward to checking out Sandbox, and you are doing an amazing thing. So thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, ladies. And I look forward to any of your feedback. And, you know, anyone out there who's listening, feel free to reach out. We built Sandbox for you guys. It's you who drives everything we do. So tell us what you want. We'll make it.
Awesome.
Sam,
thank you so much.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, everybody, and thank you so much for being with us tonight. We have a Starbucks winner of our own Twitter. Her name is Courtney Shepp, and we're super excited for her in our Twitter chat. So next week, come and check it out. You might win some Starbucks, too, or maybe even a pair of sunglasses. Next week, March 9th, on the show, we are featuring Sharon Silver of Proactive Parenting, so you don't want to miss it.
That's right. But in the meantime, you can join us over on ArmyWifeNetwork.com to stay connected to our resources, information, the expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or, of course, follow along on any of our social media outlets or YouTube. We're there. Come follow. Come engage.
That is true. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wives Network's core team signing out. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.